Hello, sex fans. Welcome back. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2014, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. Well, she's back. BDSM coach, ritualist, and personal trainer in the kinky arts, that international celebrity and humanitarian, Cléo Dubois, is back with us today for another go-round on this, the Sex Education Show. But wait, you didn't miss part one of our chat, did you? Well, not to worry if you did, because you can find it and all of my podcasts in the podcast archive on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. All you got to do is use the search function in the header, type in podcast number 401, and presto. But don't forget to use the pound sign when you do your search. Cléo invites you to visit her world at her website, cleodubois.com, and be sure to check out the Academy of SM Arts, the educational resource she founded at sm-arts.com. And don't miss her kick-ass blog at cleodubois.wordpress.com. And you will find her on Facebook, Twitter, and she even has her very own YouTube channel. So, for your convenience, I've compiled all of these links in today's podcast posting. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time, but that doesn't mean that I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up the How-To Video Library. You'll find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video Library tab in the header. The Video Library is the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and also informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these shows. So knock yourself out. Okay, on with the show. Cléo Dubois, welcome back to DrDickSexAdvice.com and this Sex Education Show. I can't tell you how much I've been anticipating your return. I'm still kind of all quivery over last week's show. You were such a joy to talk to and so easy to talk to. I don't want to waste any time. I want to get right back to it. We talked briefly last week, about the role or the importance of ritual, and that's where I want to pick up. You call yourself a ritualist. Your writings and video are full of references to the importance of ritual. So much of that reverence for how things are done has gone out of our lives nowadays. Do you think that modern society in general, and we as individuals, suffer because of this dearth of ritual in our life?
Well, yes, I do. And, you know, I am partner, life partner, with a man who's very big into ritual, Fakir.
Yes.
And by doing a ritual with him, body ritual, as in, for instance, piercing ritual or ancient ritual taken from our southern Hindu culture that involved pulling, running energy through piercing on the body, or the level of the heart chakra, I have learned a huge amount. I have like uncovered layered of shame and layer of darkness. And by the way, I want to add that even though SM is therapeutic, it is not therapy.
Yes,
therapy has its own container, and SM is like in the moment. It's a scene, it's something that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, but the journey of therapy is a whole different thing.
Right.
So
it's
for
so true.
Me,
thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you agree.
Absolutely.
For me, ritual and therapy go hand in hand.
Yes.
They work with each other.
Yes.
And yes, I think that we are very disconnected. A ritual of sitting down and watching that show, my God, I got crazy about that show, Breaking Bad.
Yes.
That's okay. I mean, believe me, I did get hooked onto Breaking Bad. I watched all of the episodes in like a month. But it's not a body ritual that is going to satisfy you in the same way as a ritual of sitting and watching the tube and being drawn into that story. So seeing, playing, is a ritual. First, you talk about it with your partner. You set up some boundary. If I call red, it means stop. Something's really wrong. If I call yellow, slow down. I need to communicate with you. Whatever it is, you need to communicate. And also the top can also have, you know, their own boundary, of course, and say, no, I don't want to do that with you. This is not okay with me.
Yeah, right.
Some people don't want to play with blood, as I think I said last
yes.
week. So that's setting up a ritual already, setting up a time to play, negotiating about play, then entering the play space. Could it be the bedroom? Indicating that you are really ready. That's why a lot of people like to wear collars when they're, you know, in the moment being submissive. Maybe a difference. For instance, for me, I always like to wear high heel shoes when I'm topping. I'm short, so pointy high heel, really nice heel shoes, is part of my dominant ritual. I put on my fancy shoes, which I have quite a few pairs. So I'm sure. So, and then you develop the energy together, and you pay attention to each other, and you are in that embodied energy space together, and you know. The erotic energy built for both people, it gets turned on. And then, you know, you have a climax time, whatever type of a climax that it is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, quote-unquote, coming.
Right.
It can be a different kind of climax.
Yes.
Catharsis is a certain climax. Emotional releases,
yes.
Reaching a certain level of journeying, if people are into, you know, sensory deprivation. So anyway, there is a beginning, a middle, and a climax of sort of the scene.
Right.
And then there is a time of energy settling back down and aftercare.
Right.
And the
which
aftercare,
a lot of people forget and or pay no much. Attention to, which I think is really terrible, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, some people are not into aftercare. And I tell my student, the top might need aftercare as well.
Yeah.
The top might have pushed their own limit, use cruel language because it was appropriate for the session.
Yes.
It didn't mean they were cruel, but the language was cruel. Or, you know, diminishing the partner because they're into erotic humiliation. And then the top might need somebody to talk to and to say, you know, I went really heavy with my play partner, and I just feel that was bad. And even though it wasn't bad, because we all have our luggage, our programming.
Yes,
and
yes.
Sometimes, you know, being very intense in scene as a top, and I needed to have a friend, somebody, not the bottom, to talk to say, you know, I you need to hear me. I'm really, when I said all these things, it went in the moment, but now I feel bad about it. I'm really not into humiliating people,
right.
Except if it worked for them, if there is a reclaiming in it for them, which is something a lot of people don't understand, that, you know, if you've, let's have an example.
It's like shifting gears, is it not?
If,
you know,
yes,
and bringing oneself back to who they are in their day-to-day life, it seems to me.
Right,
I think that's
and
really
I'm really
important.
Glad that you use the word day-to-day rather than real life.
Yeah.
Because really, both are real.
Yes,
you know,
exactly that.
The experiences are real.
Right.
So if you have a real experience, it might be part of your fantasy life, but it's still real.
Yeah.
So yes, so to find a place to to bounce back, to just, you know, level the energy out. So aftercare, so that's what's really good, to have friends in the scene and be in communities that you can get the support. You know, I know here in San Francisco there are support group for bottoms, support group for tops,
yes.
which are, you know, groups. People
yes.
get together
yes.
once a month, so
yes.
every couple of weeks. So it's really, so that's a ritual. It's a special piece of time
yeah.
with its special, you know,
rubric
little boundaries
and everything,
around
you know,
it.
The rules, the, you know, how we're going to interact, all of that is bracketed off in a scene, you know, in this ritual. And it has, as you said, a beginning and a middle and an end. And that's what that I want to talk about next, if we could. This idea of context, what we put in this contextual box, if it's you know, for an hour's worth of play or 2 hours worth of play or whatever,
weekend worth of play,
yes.
that can be pretty fabulous,
yes, or the people who day. You know are capable of doing a 24 hour 7 day a week sort of thing. I think that's totally exhausting, but you know, just thinking about it, but other people kind of gravitate toward that. So this context is so amazing, and we can define it, and then we can put whatever we want in it, and we know that it's going to be over at some point, right?
Yeah, and as long as it is consensual,
yes.
and the consent is not just I give you permission to
yes.
do blah, 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 blah. I don't believe really in that. It's
yes.
more, I give you permission and things could change.
Yes.
Somebody can hit an emotional place.
Yes.
Somebody can get sick. So things could change. So that's why it's really good to know who you are archetypally, what kind of
yes.
nuances you have. So for instance, for me, I can be motherly, even though I'm not a mother, as in I don't have any children. I can be sadistic. I can be dictatorial. I can be caring. I am compassionate in my play. So I have all of,
yes.
I know all of these pieces. So if I'm doing a scene, I go too far and I see, oh, I'm going a little too far. I can back up
right.
and it's like this tool in my toolbox and be, oh, my person here I'm playing with needs some care now.
Right.
So I'm going to calm down. So,
right.
you know, what I really don't like is a stereotype of the bitch with a whip
mm-hmm.
Screaming
yeah.
and putting her partner down. I really don't like that because real play is so much not like that. It can be,
yeah.
you know, for some people, for a little bit, but it really is not like that. It's not about anger. In fact, I never play when I'm angry,
yeah.
ever. If
well,
I'm
that's
angry,
a good, that's
no.
a really good point, it seems to me, because, you know, if you are angry, if you're bringing that kind of energy to your play, then, you know, it's more about you than about the two of you.
It's negative. It's
yes.
dirty. I call it the difference between fiery and dirty.
Yes,
the fire burns bright. And if you're playing with anger, it is really dirty fire, all that smoke that
yes.
suffocates you, as in a clean fire.
Right.
But that's because I am an intensity player. I like to teach people to play with intensity in a beautiful way. I like artistic stuff too. So, you know, everybody has their own style. But the more that's why I think it's empowering for tops and bottoms to enter into this erotic field, because you learn about pieces of you that society is trying to tell you, keep them down, we
yes.
don't want them.
Yes.
And no, we do want them. We want them with consent, with honor, with compassion, that I really don't, for me, SM play is not dirty play.
Right.
I don't, you know, the work, it's twisted because it's not vanilla, but it's really a valid path
yes.
of erotic interaction.
Right.
And, you know, we are constantly in power play in our life all the time. I
yes.
mean,
even stopping at a red light to let the other traffic
exactly.
go. You're being submissive in that situation. Absolutely.
Right. So, and you know, obeying the laws or breaking the laws and paying the consequences, or, you know, or not paying or getting away with it. I mean, everything is about power.
Yes.
So why don't we just instead look at the word consent and the word erotic and look at what we can do with those elements. Power, eroticism, consent, compassion. And then you can be a compassionate sadist.
Right.
You don't have to be a bitch.
So, which is a perfect segue into my next line of questioning or conversation is, I want to turn our attention to your role as mentor and the founder of the Academy of SM Arts. That website states, at the Academy of SM Arts, erotically adventurous adults 18 and over can explore their kink in trust and with complete confidentiality. The Academy was founded in 1995 by internationally recognized kink educator and ritualist Cléo Dubois, my special guest, in order to dispel the negative myths and false notions about fetish and BDSM. Her goal is to empower those drawn into fantasies of consensual power play to find connection, healing, and satisfying sex life through the exploration of their erotic desires. So now I would like to hear from you, the esteemed founder of this amazing resource. What do you have to say for yourself?
What do I have to say for myself? Is that all these words are really, really wonderful. But it doesn't mean I'm going to buy myself a smart car, which I really would like to. Because I could have the life fun between the SM and the art. So it'd be like my little website advertisement, my smart car. Meanwhile, I have an older car than a smart car. But, you know, it's my life work. What can I say for myself is my reclaiming, my growing and learning who I am with years of therapy as well of BDSM. You know, I'm a survivor of rape. Actually, a girl was gang rape when I was a virgin. So I had a lot of ground to reclaim. And because BDSM has helped me so much, I wanted to show the world here in the U.S. and actually went all the way back to France, where I'm from, a way to look at BDSM as what it is, as clean, negotiated, erotic, connection, intimacy. So I made that film, The Pain Game. I made it in 2000, and it got awarded by Quades. I still have quite a few videos, not that many, but it showed at LGBT Film Festival. It showed in Paris. It showed in many film festivals and many colleges, and lots of people shared it. And what was in that film, it was the visual intimacy. It was palpable. The connection between me and the woman I play with and the connection between me and the men that I played with was so palpable that people saw it. And that's why I got the award from Quades. Yes. That they saw, oh, wow, look at those two. They're really tuned into each other. It's really fabulous. And that's where I stand. You know, my work as a mentor is to help people step out of their fear, really step out of their fear and take whatever little step at their own pace to explore the stuff they really want to explore with, but they are misinformed or they need some skill or the fear has been keeping them from it. And I'm not the only person doing that. I'm the only person, you know, doing it. The Academy of SM Art is something that I created, and I've even been asked other folk who helped me with it. But it's really about shedding some light on, hey, if you think you have a little kink in you, you're not sick. You're not sick. You don't need, if you need some help with therapy, go to a kink-aware therapist.
Good for you. Thank you so much for saying that.
This community, well, yeah, like you, this community is organized, is extremely organized. The NCSF has a whole list called KAP, Kink Aware Practitioner.
Yes.
And you can have a doctor, a medical doctor that's kink aware. So they see bruises on your thigh. They don't say, oh, bad, bad. They say, was that consensual? Was it domestic violence or was it consensual behavior? My doctor, if she sees bruises on my thigh, is going to say, was consensual, was it? Yes. Okay. End of discussion.
Right.
Like this. And also the therapist. So if you go to a couple counselor, because couple counselor are very helpful, but if they're not kink aware, they might think that all the stuff that's not working in a relationship is because of kink, because they're not aware. They don't get it. So go to a kink aware therapist. So they really help either, you know, in private work just for yourself or with
That's
your
true.
Partner
That's
to
true.
Say, let's look deeper than saying, oh, bad, you're kinky, that's the bad stuff. No, we're done with that.
Yeah.
We don't want to take that anymore,
right.
You know?
Right. And, you know, I tell my clients that too. And, you know, I preach it on Dr. Dick's Sex Advice all the time. And that you take some time to interview your healing and helping professionals. And if they are not able to serve you, with the life that you have, then find somebody else.
There's plenty of good people.
That's right. So. There sure is. And you shouldn't be paying good money to educate your therapist. I mean,
I made that mistake a long time ago. I made that mistake.
It's true.
It cost me hundreds and hundreds of dollars so that she would stop thinking that my issues had to do with me being kinky. So, yeah, kink aware, K-A-P,
right.
Kink aware professional.
Right. And I've seen this in my own private practice where clients have come to me after years of therapy with other therapists, and either they were hiding, you know, the fact that they have this kinky life. Well, and if you're hiding such a big, important part of your life, then what kind of therapy are you actually doing?
Right.
Right. Or.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, where is the white elephant in the room? Oh. Okay.
Right. And if you can't tell your doctor, your physician, that, you know, this is how you play and how you live your life, then, as you suggested earlier, you know, that the doctor could assume, wrongly so, that this is domestic violence or, you know, some other way of you harming yourself, and, you know, all kinds of terrible things can happen, you know, because the doctor misunderstands.
Right, and so we need to be clear. We need
yes.
to step
honest.
Into our own power and be clear and honest about, you know, what we do and who we are, and that's really what I do in the mentoring, is I help people shed their fear and also give them a specific tool for the kind of exploration that they're into. And, you know, I come from a very rich community here in San Francisco.
So true.
And some, most of my mentors have written all of these books that, by the way, if you go on my blog, I give a lot of reference to a lot of books, and also on my website, you know, book from Dossie Easton and Mark Thompson and Jeff Mains and many more that I can't think of right now. But we are an organized community, and it's really time now, if you are kinky, just, you know, put on your kinky shoes, ask for help, and go for it.
And one of these days, I hope that you add that wonderful Dr. Dick's new book called The Gospel of Kink to your references.
Well, why don't you send me some stuff and I'll do that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
So
in
the little time that we have left, I have to ask you, who are your sexual heroes? Who are the people who inspire you?
Well, you know, heroes, maybe I look at people from, we didn't talk about, you know, I wanted to talk about neurochemistry and all that. Well,
yes.
You'll have to invite me, Dad.
Absolutely.
And now, you know, what is it? Half an hour? That's really short. Well, my sexual hero, I look at him as my mentor. My sexual hero was, you know, David Loria, who created the Bisexual Center in San Francisco.
We were at the Institute together, David Loria.
Oh, are you kidding? I got his photo right there in my office, his beautiful photo. He was my very first therapist. And he's the one that really helped me, and we met in a sex place, actually.
Yes.
That's where we first met. And then, you know, people like Pat Califia, when Pat was a woman.
Yes.
She's brilliant. She's brilliant.
Absolutely. And I knew her when
she's
she was
brilliant
Pat.
As well. So Pat Califia, people like Jeff Main was an amazing person. Wrote all of these book reference, you know, if people want, they can email me and I can send it to them. And
cool.
Mark Thompson, who wrote Leather Folk, who is a dear friend of mine. So, you know, I was at this place where We lost so many people, but the ones who are still alive, we form friendship and bonds that last a lifetime. So for me, even though I am really more straight than anything else as an heterosexual, actually I'm bi kinky. That means I love playing with women. No, it's my term, eh? It's just,
I love it.
I love playing with women, but I don't like having vanilla sex with women.
Yes.
And I like men, and I like all men. Okay, so I have played with men all across the board. So these people, this founder of the community, Guy Baldwin, you know.
Yes.
Of these people that were the one that I stand on their shoulder on that very first layer. They accepted me. I was around them. I felt welcome, and I learned a lot. And those are my sexual heroes. They're the Leatherman of the scene. They're the Pat Califia, now Patrick Califia, Gail Rubin, with, you know, wrote all kind of things about the scene as well. Those are my people. Dorsey Easton, who's done some really great work, and that's what happened to be my friend. People I know.
Yes. So Isn't it amazing?
And it is amazing, and I just so wish that some of them were still around. Like, yes. Wouldn't it be nice to still have David around?
Yes.
It would just be lovely. Yes. So, community, coming out, you know, really coming out, speaking your truth, embodying, having pleasure in community. That's what I live for, and I'm granted, you know, I'm really happy to have a wonderful marriage with Fakir, and that he's also open to all kind of things. So, you know, we've been together like 24 years, you know, something like that. So,
but who's counting?
But who's counting? Exactly.
Listen, my dear, I am so grateful for this time, all of the time, last week and this, to interrupt your busy schedule and to share so much of yourself and your insight with us. You are a true humanitarian, and if no one has said that to you, let me be the first, because you make a huge difference in the lives of the people around you.
I'm honored. Thank you, and I wish everybody a wonderful new year with lots of deep exploration and lots of pleasure in all of the shape that pleasure takes.
Thank you. And just before we sign off, would you give us your website address? Walk us around a little bit. Tell us what we can find.
Oh, yeah. So I have a blog and two websites.
Right.
The blog is simple. It's www.cleodubois.wordpress.com. And there you can find stories and photos. And I've been writing every week for a year, planning on making a book sometime.
Yay.
And then my websites are www.cleodubois.com. CLEODUBOIS.com. And that's about mentoring, Skype call mentoring, live in my office mentoring, coming out, a question about coming out to kink, a question about returning to kink if you had stopped because something didn't work, and also guided play, my beautiful level dungeon, where I will share with you the skill that are exactly what you want in the moment with your partner. Notice I'm not doing professional dominance. I am doing mentoring with couple of all sexual orientation and genders. And my other website, SM Art, which is www.sm-arts.com, is about learning in groups. And those are weekend workshops, between 2 and 3 days weekend workshops for men and women who want to enrich their life by exploring their dominant side. And there's all kind of information on there. You can attend with a partner or without a partner. And the next course in the end of January is for professional dominant women who want to do that work. And the course after that in March is for men. So check out the info on the website. There's a lot of articles and YouTube and the radio podcast. I'm going to put that one on once I have it. So, yeah. So, and also, you know, I'm pretty approachable. So there's also my phone number. Just don't call me in the morning and don't call me in the middle of the night. But I'm pretty approachable. And thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. That was really fun.
We are the richer for the experience. And have the very best of the new year. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Me too.
Thanks, Charlene. Bye. Pretty marvelous show, huh? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad you could join me. Tune in next week for a swell Q&A show and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business. Check it out. You'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video on Demand. There is no membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute sort of deal, so your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty gall darn sweet. Oh. And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself comes back to us as support for these marvelous shows. So knock yourself out. Now, until next time, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.